International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We looked around, found a real show in some pool. Heard the snow.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
We should leave the country the fuck alone.
Yeah, this is definitely true. I did see it.
Yeah.
Was it dirty?
No.
Damn. Takes all the fun out of it.
Oh, Slim, you just...
Slim froze. Slim froze.
No, Slim's not froze. Slim's looking away.
Oh.
Slim wasn't froze. Slim loading his computer. I was loading
the
thing on my phone.
You're like perfectly still.
I'm loading something.
I didn't freeze, I promise.
Okay. Well, from that background, looks like you're freezing.
Well, this is true. Oh yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Let me take me away. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was the Bill Stadium before we'll make ourselves big here for a second. Sorry. But yeah,
all right.
That's what they had to deal with at what is it, Highland Park? Is that the name of the stadium? Highland
who
Park.
Cares?
Highland. What do you mean? Who cares?
It looks cold. I don't want to go.
It's the Bills. I don't care.
You know, I think it was funny that people were bitching up a storm on social media that the Bills were only offering $20 an hour in food to come help shovel out the stadium, and how dare them not give away tickets? Well, number one, they can't give any tickets away because the games are sold out. I mean, there is no tickets to give, nothing. And $20 an hour is like three times minimum wage out there. So shut the fuck up. Sure. I mean, come on.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for January 17th,
2024.
What day of the week is it, Slim?
Hump day, yeah.
Get a little extra humping in, huh?
I think so. I don't know what. I'm having computer problems tonight.
Well, hump day kind of reminds me. You know, I was told that surprise sex in the morning is the best way to wake up. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me, right? And I'm sure it's true. And well, unless of course you're in prison. I don't want surprise sex in prison.
That might not be too bad either. It might not be. If you're in there, say you're on year 76. I mean, just saying.
You need a crane to get it up at that age.
There's pills for that.
You would merely be a vessel.
A vessel.
Yes.
This is true.
Anyway, don't groan at me. I don't know. I'm just reporting. Anyway, speaking of which, Rick was not here last week. How are you feeling, Rick? No. Feeling all right?
Yeah. I'm a little cronky in the voice right now, but I feel fine.
You feel fine, though.
Yeah.
What's Fine's first name? Amanda?
Yes. Amanda Fine.
Oh, there you go.
I missed Mark's comment, so guess what?
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
I missed Mark's comment. He
didn't. All right, well, you didn't.
I had to do it again for him.
I know, but it's like sexual pleasure to him. We can't have this. This is a family show.
He might be hounding up the walls, no?
That's a funny joke I got all night. We're a family show. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, Rick wasn't here last week. It seems it takes him longer to make that seed money than it used to, right? Yeah, that stuff.
No. It's not. It takes them longer. It takes them longer to recoup from the seed money.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, so ladies.
Either that or it's making more seed money.
That could be too.
Oh, let's see.
Rick, you sound like shit. Let me do this bit for you. Okay? And we'll try and up your image a little bit.
Thank you.
So, ladies, not only is he vax-free and obviously Italian, you can just tell by the hair.
And it's perfect.
It is perfect.
Ladies, he's also modest. I know, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
But we also know that he pays hourly to get pussy. Or pet pussy.
The other one.
Pet pussy. Kitties.
The other one.
Cats.
There you go.
There. He pays money to pet pussy. Cats, something like that. But do you realize he has crazy mad martial arts skills? Most people don't know that about you, Rick.
Yes, I do. I you got proof, right?
We do have video proof.
There you go.
Slim?
Here we go.
Kung Fu Kitten.
Kung Fu Kitten.
You only pay $10, what, a half hour?
It's 10 and a half hour. 10 and a half.
10 and a half hour. So that's cheaper than actually going to a Kung Fu studio.
Yeah.
They'd probably charge you 50 an hour.
Maybe. And the other mark up there, no, I can't.
And your skills are impressive.
Yeah. You mean this question of you remote the cat?
That one, yes. And I'm not going to do the second part. No, it ain't happening.
Anyway, it's impressive. It certainly is impressive, Rick. But as your friend, it's incumbent upon me to help you in any way I can.
Okay, thank you.
And I have seen your new car. I mean, it's an okay car. It's okay. It's fine. Nice. Nothing wrong with it.
No.
It's about a year old now, I guess. Just about.
Thank you, Kathy.
How old's your car, Rick?
Huh?
How old's your car?
It's a 2023. It's just a year old now.
Yeah, it's just turned a year old. All right. But it's a weak spot in your kitten game, Rick. I got to tell you. I've got a little reel here for you with some advice. Please try and take this to heart. Don't take offense, but Slim and I are just trying to help you out.
Okay, thank you. I'm watching.
Wait. Hold on. How the fuck do I do this? I can't point. He's just whatever. It's not working. He's just trying to help. I'm mirrored. Fuck it.
Okay. I'm over here.
Yeah, fuck it.
See ya. Hyundai. Toyota. Porsche. Do you get my point now?
Kind of. I'll remember that.
Why do you think I drive what I drive, Rick?
To grab the soda from the front?
No, actually, because it's the safest car in the market. Uh-huh. And I'm old and stupid. Anyway. So that's our dating advice for you, Rick. Since you're Italian and you're a worldly guy.
Uh-huh.
You've got your TV and your movie experience. And you've got a public job.
Uh-huh.
One more vote than someone else.
Uh-huh.
That's true. I know this next thing we're going to show will never happen to be, this will never be you.
Okay.
But this is how the youngins act. You know, those Generation Z fools we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Once they put down the Xbox and they finally experience some, kitten in real life.
Okay.
Please don't vote the same way as these folks do, people. Here's a cuck.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry for what? Speak louder.
For not bringing a gift. I'm sorry.
Speak a little bit louder.
I'm sorry for not bringing in a gift.
Because you were supposed to bring a gift, right?
Sorry, Samantha.
as you fucking should be.
Oh, I would have told you a few things. I would have done it.
All real men out there know that Kitten isn't worth going through that kind of humiliation.
No.
There's no Kitten worth that.
Yeah. Thank you, Carol.
They have a whole porn series called Cuckold. That's all about that.
I saw a reel. Some guy who makes those was talking to somebody on a podcast, and I was like,
"It's
people watch that."
Cool. Oh yeah, that's a fetish thing. That whole thing is.
Well, you're the one who told me about Furbies. I didn't know about that stuff until.
Furries.
See, I can't even get that right. Furries. I don't know. But if you ever heard the word cuck and you don't know what it meant, I just showed you. So you're welcome, America. So let's get to the other aspect of the show. Trumpy crushed it in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
He beat the greatest governor in the country by 30 points. 2.5 times the previous record margin of victory in Iowa. And the other one, Mitt Romney in a skirt, that would be Nikki Haley.
Uh-huh.
She was at 19% in third place, and her vote was half Democrats.
Oh, wow.
Even in Iowa, they let you change your registration on the day of the caucus. So a bunch of people went out in 15 degrees below zero just to fuck with Trump.
Cool.
And you know what got him?
What?
One county out of 99 by one vote. Trump won 98 of 99 counties.
Oh, that didn't surprise me.
And the one he lost, it was like 58 to 57. So, and I'll bet you half of that 58 were Democrats going, "We got him. We got him, that bastard. We got that orange bastard."
Yeah, but keep in mind, too, and we're not going to go into all this on the show because it's too in-depth, but the way they do all the caucuses in Iowa are completely backwards in comparison to the way they run primaries and stuff everywhere else. I mean, you know, Iowa is a completely backwards. It's just weird how they do it, is it not?
Well, they make you show up. Well, they make you actually participate in democracy. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, no, but anybody can have a caucus. That whole thing where you can, isn't it?
Any state could have a caucus, but they're the only ones that still do.
Well, but I'm saying you can have anybody, you and I can have a caucus and hold a caucus and a vote. From my understanding,
there's certain places they have to do. There's 1,500 places they had to go to.
Okay.
Across the state. So there were 1,500 precinct captains. So you can only have one caucus per precinct, I believe.
Okay. So
I believe that. If somebody from Iowa out there, if I'm wrong, tell me. I
was just reading something or watching something on Fox News, and it made it sound like you could just have this pop-up caucus and you could just vote and just send in your results.
No, it's not that bad.
Wishy-washy. That's all. That's all.
Well, that's okay. But I thought it was pathetic to let people come in there and switch their ballots as Democrats. But, I mean, in New Hampshire next week, they're going, Nikki Haley's only 10% behind Trump. It's because independents and Democrats can go vote in the New Hampshire Republican primary. And they're going to come out of the woodwork to fuck with Trump. They want Trump to lose New Hampshire. And then he's going to go down to South Carolina, home state, and beat her by 50 points. I know he won 98-99. I said that. Well, pay attention, Mark.
No, I just... making I'm sure you just was reiterating your so you were
but
correct.
I think Ron DeSantis is a tested and trusted leader. This is Trump's nomination. It's over. It's already over. So I hereby declare Donald J. Trump as Republican nominee. And frankly, I say, why wait to November? Let's just install his ass now. And he'll pledge not to put Joe or Hunter in jail. Fair deal, I think.
All right. I say fair deal, too. Under one circumstance.
By next November, we'll have the economy fixed. All the Mexicans will go home.
I don't know if you're going to like my idea, though. Hmm. Let's install Trump now, but he's got to pick Ramaswamy as his VP. You watch. Ramaswamy's going to be the VP. Okay. Or he's going to be Secretary of State. He's going to get one of the...
Not.
He's going to get one of the key spots.
He might get commerce, or he might get something else, but...
Wait. What did Mark just say? Oh, and I said it before I even saw his comment. I'm telling you, that's what it's going to be.
Mike Pompeo will return to Secretary of State. He's the best one we've had in 30 years.
You're probably correct. Trump will bring back a lot of his original people, but
the good ones. Yeah.
See, wait. Look at Carol. Oh, man.
Oh, people, stop encouraging him. Look at him. He's going to injure himself, patting himself on the back that hard. Anyway. But I think it's a fair deal. Don't put Hunter in jail and take over now. But anyway, I know that's not going to happen, but I was happy to see that his tone in the town hall last week and his victory speech Monday night was softer and more presidential. It was still funny, but neither one was mean at all. He talked about fixing the cities and working with Democrats. But of course, the fix being in PMSNBC and the Clinton News Network refused to run the victory speech because, oh my God, he might say something that Democrats like, and we can't have Democrats starting to like Trump.
Well, Anderson Cooper pulled right out of his speech halfway through once he started talking about something. I don't remember what it was.
Jake Tapper.
Or was it Tapper? Mm-hmm. I thought, okay. But one of them pulled right out of the speech.
And then the lesbian came on and said, we just don't show things from former President Trump, not out of spite. Oh, fuck you.
Whatever.
Yeah, go turn the vibrator down on your Benoit balls. Jesus Christ. Leave me the fuck alone, you dumb. Anyway. So, I mean, you know, let's not run his speech. He's just the polling leader, for the 2024 presidential election. And he just had a historic win in Iowa. 30 points was gigantic. So there's no news there, of course. Let's not show it, asshats.
That's close. That's what she almost said.
We do have a clip from a speech last week, and I want you to note the tone and the substance.
As soon as I take the oath of office, I'll terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest deportation operation in American history.
It was calm, although I think he had the sniffles there. I don't think he was trying to impersonate Hunter.
I'd like to point out one thing, though. He says that, but he also told us he was going to tell us about UFOs, and he was going to tell us about 9/11, and he was going to tell us who killed JFK, and he was going to do this and do that, and he didn't do any of it. So, I mean, I'm sure he'll do these things, but I'm just saying.
Well, I've got another point to make, and I'm kind of with you, but I'll get to it in a second. I just want to talk about this first.
Go ahead.
The unhinged left, i.e. Whoopi Goldberg. You remember her?
No.
Remember? She used to be an actress with some talent.
She gives me lots of TikTok views when she says stupid stuff.
Yeah, now she's just a 300-pound she's a 300-pound cow on the farm. Isn't Close. That what her show's called?
Close. It might as well be. It's the farm? View, but it might as
the
well
view?
Be
the farm.
Yeah.
It's four letters. It's the same thing.
All right. Well, fuck, farm, view. Yeah. It's all the same thing. All right.
The manure pile.
Well, she's a little unhinged, as we might have noticed. She said last week that if Trump is reelected, that's the end of it for gays. Now, I think someone should point out, so it'll be me since I'm talking, that Trump had no negative issues with gays.
No, none whatsoever.
Peter Thiel, the billionaire founder of PayPal, is very, very gay. And he spoke for Donald J. Trump at the convention. But Whoopi, that bastion of intellectual vapidness, it's a big word for Rio Lindo, make him look that one up. I've got one later on I'm going to explain to him, but that one they got to look up. Whoopi says that the bastion of intellectual vapidness that is the Miss Whoopi Fat-Ass Goldberg. That isn't even a real name. Her real name's Karen. You know that?
Her
real name is Karen. I mean, it's just perfect. But anyway, I'm sorry. She says it's the end of it for gays if Trump's elected, and I just want to know if that means the Bravo channel goes bye-bye. You know, it's a fair question. We can't have any gays anymore. Well, then the Bravo channel's screwed. It was 80% gay.
Cool.
I used to watch Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
That'll be gone.
That was a long time ago, but I enjoyed that show.
Brokeback Mountain's going to be history.
Oh, God.
I wish they'd do that one with lesbians.
Well, the guy, my intellectual hero, who has been missing in action for the last 3 years, but I could show you a picture of me with him because I've met him, Dennis Miller. Ooh. He absolutely nailed it for me on Gutfeld last night. And just bear with me for a second, especially if you're a big Trump fan and you know I would rather DeSantis, but you know, there's no way in hell I'm voting for anybody other than Trump if he gets a nomination. I mean, we got to fix this shit. Cool. He said last night that until Trump comes out and apologizes for some of his over-the-top crappy things that he said about people in the past, he doesn't think Trump's really serious. And he wants Trump to be serious. He wants this stuff fixed, too. And while I'm encouraged by Trump's tone of late, changing your tone and asking for conciliation from people and admitting errors, those are all signs of strength. And considering what he's up against, who's the absolute opposite of a sign of strength, you know, he's more like a wet diaper. Oh. You know, I don't know. I don't know if Trump will get there all the way with actually apologizing. Because, I mean, look, I can understand him being pissed off. The guy's on trial right now for some crazy bitch who says he raped her. You can't rape the willing, honey. Oh. In a department store, you know, within earshot of like 100 people. But she can't remember what year it was. Then she got death threats because Trump said it was bullshit. And she doesn't have any proof of the death threat. Oh, I deleted them. Oh. It's all crap. But a jury already found Trump liable for defamation and sexual harassment because it's New York. I mean, the stuff this guy's going through, I understand him being a little pissy. No, I'd be a little pissy too.
It's all because he's running for president. That's the thing. And if he wasn't running for president, they wouldn't. None of this would be happening. That's
100%
on that. That's the problem.
But you remember he said something really nasty about Ted Cruz's wife when Cruz was second running against him back in 16. Mm-hmm. Cruz came out and endorsed him the other day with a very hearty, full-throated endorsement from a very powerful senator. You know, at least apologize to Ted Cruz's wife. You know, just something like that. Just show America you're not going to be 100% asshole. You know, because your policies are always good. Your policies will work. You're going to do all the stuff we want you to do. We just don't want you to be a total asshole while you're doing it.
Yeah, but see, I think I think that's part of his strategy, though. I think if he shows even the smallest amount of weakness, the media is going to pounce all over that. And by apologizing, that shows weakness.
Yeah, but I don't think the media matters because, he coined the term fake news.
True.
We all know it's fake news now.
True.
You know, it's like the Biden administration with the thing at the border, you know, the thing about Texas, we talked about that last week. And they're suing and stuff, and it's like bullshit. But they said that a woman or two children drowned trying to cross the Rio Grande, and Texas wouldn't let the Border Patrol in to save these people. And it turned out that it was total bullshit. These people died an hour before Border Patrol ever got a call about it.
Okay,
Mexico said that they were long dead. And Fox News in the press conference today gave Cringe a chance to take it back and admit that, okay, we got ahead of ourselves a little bit on that one. That isn't what we wanted to say. No, they doubled down on it. Why? Because Texas has a Republican governor, man in a wheelchair, by the way. And they think politically somehow it's advantageous to them to lie about any Republican. So that's all we're going to hear from now till November. America has this shit figured out. Mm. We're all not going to fall for that again. Are we?
I'm afraid we're going to. Mm.
Well, look, Trump's old. Biden's even older. But I'm not sure even Donald J. Trump can keep up with, keep up. Let me just tell you what Donald Trump did.
Yeah, I like this. Dude, this is cool.
He wins Iowa. Okay. He leaves Iowa at midnight Central Time. He flies to New York. He has to be in court for this crazy blonde writer bitch trial thing at 9 a.m. Okay. He's there all freaking day. He's got a rally in New Hampshire at 6:30 p.m. He got to the rally a little bit late. It was snowing like a booger up there. He flew up from New York into the snow, got his caravan together, and he got there. He was only 45 minutes late. He did an hour of speech, and he didn't get back to I think he went back to Bedminster to sleep in New Jersey. but he didn't get back till like 1 a.m. So this guy was going on like 4 hours sleep for 2 days, and he handled everything like a trooper. So being old chronologically, I mean, you know, my birthday's next week. I'm old, but you know, my brain still friggin' works. Biden's old. His brain don't work. I wouldn't care if Biden's 81 if his brain worked, but then again, I saw Biden when he was a senator in his 30s, and he was really stupid then.
You're the guy I'm any brighter.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of old people, even Donald J. Trump, with that schedule I just went over, I'm not sure he can keep up with this particular hottie. Check this out. Rick, do you know who that was?
No.
Oh. I didn't. You don't even recognize her, do you?
No. Rick might have to leave us for a second and refresh.
For some reason, I see you guys. Brent, you're freezing. Zip's freezing. I don't hear all this. Unless it's just the way.
Well, I can tell you this woman in 2017 said she wanted to go blow up the White House. Does that give you a hint?
Oh, Madum Dum.
That's Madum Dum.
Yeah.
Yes. like a virgin.
Like
maybe when she was 12. Anyway, I think the knee brace kind of ruins the outfit. I admit that. Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
He's got her. Yeah, he's got to go and come back. He's having problems.
And I'm pretty sure the bulky panties were Depends. Did you notice the bulky panties, Slim?
I did. And the cone boobies.
The knee brace though just ruined it for me. Depends. Okay, you know, she's, you know, whatever. How old is she? About 67, 60?
I don't know how old she is. She's definitely getting up there.
66. Somebody look up how old Madonna is and tell us, please.
She's old.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure that she's wearing the Depends, but other than that threat to blow up the White House in 2017, you know, she seems nice, I guess. I don't know.
Madonna is 65.
65? Okay.
Yes. Well, somebody probably beat me in the chat, but
Jill
they did. She beat me.
Madonna ain't what she used to be. Yeah, they're 30 seconds behind. So it's Jill, you did beat him. He just has the advantage that you guys are on lag. But because Biden's in there now, she likes him, I guess. She could probably live at the White House instead of blowing it up now. You know, it seems kind of receptive, and you know, they'd have extra supply of Depends on hand. You know, what the hell? I mean, she can sing. We know she can sing.
She can sing.
Yeah. But apparently the White House is pretty receptive to older folks now. Slim, you've got the ad, don't you?
I do. Here, ready.
Madonna, look.
Oh, ready.
No, I just want Madonna to watch this.
Okay. Uh-huh.
White House Senior Living. Our residents feel right at home. Our vibrant facility offers delightful activities and outings. Round-the-clock professional care. And exquisite house-made meals.
Well, I've been eating everything that's put in front of me, but I've been eating all Italian food, basically.
And ice cream.
Chocolate chip ice cream.
White House Senior Living, where residents feel like presidents.
You see him going down on that cone.
He sure fucking likes his ice cream.
He was going down that cone like he was Queer Eye for the Straight Guy on the weekend. I don't know. We'll just let that go because everything else I can think of is really, really filthy. Uh-huh. And I think I've gone far enough. Thank you. No, I can't say that. Never mind.
No, don't get us kicked off.
No. But in case any of you suddenly felt good about yourselves, you know, watching our show, we hope you do. Well, it's not allowed per Johns Hopkins University. We've got proof. This came from their DEI department last week. I mean, this just kills me. They sent out this list of people automatically guilty of privilege. So you're privileged if you're any of these things. If you're a male, if you're Caucasian,
fucked.
If you're a Christian,
fucked.
If you're middle-aged,
fucked.
If you're able-bodied,
fucked.
If you're middle and owning class, which means not Poe,
Yeah, well, I'm poor, so I guess I don't.
You're not Poe. Don't bullshit the people. You're fine.
I'm Poe.
He's very comfortable, middle class. His daughter's in gymnastics, and he can pay the bill.
Okay? That's why I'm very Poe, because my daughter's in gymnastics.
But if you were Po-Po, you wouldn't be able to pay for it.
Po-Po.
And of course, English, not police. English speaking people are also of privilege. Now, this message was mailed to employees at Johns Hopkins University by the DEI office. Now, if you guys talk about Vivek Ramaswamy, you know, there's one of the guys who said about DEI needs to go. That's what he should do. We should make him the kill DEI czar.
There you go.
Let him do that. I mean, that's just crap.
He's going to be the VP.
But I had to put that in there because it inspired this week's shirt. People not liking you is not oppression. Okay, it's just not. Oh God, that bruise is. Oh, it's on this arm. That's a nasty one, ain't it?
Oh, boo boo.
Yeah. Well, every time I bump into something, I get a friggin' bruise. It's a blood thinners. A few more months to go, then I can get off of them. Oh, but since we fashion ourselves as newsmen, you know, sort of like Ron Burgundy was a newsman.
You got two awards. Two awards.
Hey, yeah, and he was just in a movie. We got real awards.
That's right.
So we do follow-ups. We do. Yes,
we do.
Do-do. Do-do-do-do. What's that show that did the do-do-do-do?
That's the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, the Twilight, that's the one.
How can you...
I didn't watch it that much because I was so little when that thing was on. It scared me.
I had it all last week, all over the place.
He's from my area.
All right, I'm older now.
He's from Binghamton. You're right.
Yeah, he's from my.
They had to have a Rod Serling get together up there.
Yep,
I remember that.
Like Ron Burgundy, we do follow ups to our stories,
especially
ones that piss me off.
We're funny,
like the Harvard woman. Would I beat on her like 4 weeks in a row?
At least.
Yeah. So the 737 MAX doors coming off the airplane, that really kind of pissed me off. So we've got to add this to the story, Boeing's new slogan. When one door closes, another door opens.
No, jeez.
I've had this in the show post for like a week, and now I've in the last 3 days I've seen it online like 87 times.
Uh-huh. Sucks when you're doing that.
Yeah, everybody watching the show is going, I've already seen that one too. Anyway, but I think it's nice that Boeing's got all philosophical with their doors coming off in flight. But when it comes to solid reporting, nothing beats a strong follow-up Star Trek meme. I actually used to work for Alaska Airlines. They had an open door policy. Rick, can you take us out?
Yeah, let me take you out. You ready?
There you go. I love it. We had a Star Trek meme. We got to do that. May I should wear my new Star Trek shirt next week.
If you did that full screen, everybody would get like, what, vertigo?
We don't want to do that to our audience.
I actually have to admit something about
Star Trek. 847 epileptics viewed this show on Rumble.
Yeah, we don't need that. I got to admit something about Star Trek. I watched my first two episodes of Star Trek this last week.
Which one?
I couldn't fucking tell you. I just was too lazy to get up and get the remote off the teeth of things. I was stuck on two episodes of Star Trek. And then
so it was an accident.
Yes, was it?
It's okay. The old, original Star Trek. The new episodes.
I don't know. Spock wasn't in it.
Spock wasn't in it?
No, but it was.
Was it on Paramount?
I don't know what it was. I was on some. It was on some free live one of the channels on the Roku stick, and I just was too lazy to get up and change.
Was Picard on it?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know.
Is it something Star Trek?
Star Trek. They didn't say beam me up, Scotty.
I'd like to take a quick look back to my Sunday.
Okay, we can do that.
It wasn't a great day for me overall, but I take solace.
That's because the Cowboys suck.
In that I'm now mature enough to handle things without melting down anymore. It's probably just because I'm fucking numb to it after 28 years. But on Sunday, we had this. Yeah, here we go. On vacation.
Cool. Yep.
Yeah, and this. difference between Dak Prescott and Linda Lovelace?
Oh, jeez.
She never choked on the big ones. Have you seen that movie, Slim?
No.
I don't think that one. When that one came out. I was too young to watch it when it came out. I didn't see that one until years later. But
no, and I hate old movies. I'm not one of those that goes back and watches all those old movies. So
the premise of it was her clitoris was in her throat.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah. So now you want to watch it, right?
No. I really don't.
Well, Rick had a part in it.
I did?
He was the pizza delivery boy.
No.
It's on your IMDb profile. Yeah, I swear, I looked and saw it.
Lies. I put it in.
I added it.
It's like Wikipedia. We just edited it for you.
You can't change my IMDb profile.
Well, yes, I can.
All right. So we had that meme, and then we had this meme. Slim.
Actually, I could.
I felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of cowboy fans suddenly cried out and were suddenly silenced.
Mm.
Yes, the Death Star, known as the Green Bay Packers, kicked the living shit out of us. Mm. All right. So it went poorly, but hey, hopes does spring eternal. We could maybe fire the coach today or tomorrow. Jerry at halftime. Hey, Bill. Bill Belichick, the greatest Super Bowl winning coach of all time. I'm watching it too. I'll be there in the morning, Mr. But on Saturday, I had fun. But the reason I had fun is because I can afford the $80 to throw away on Peacock streaming service. Not everybody can. We live in Bidenomics. NBC and the NFL actually put a playoff game on a streaming service only. And it was the Dolphins, popular team, against the second or third most popular team in the country, in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs.
That wasn't strictly on streaming service because I have NBC and I watched it on my local NBC station. I actually was able, that was one of the first football games I've been able to watch. I have peak. I have NBC. I, you know, that's part of my TV network.
And
I watched
local
the game.
NBC.
I watched it. I promise you, I watched it because I watched the game right after it.
Well,
too.
It was only on Peacock. A lot of players were mad. I thought it was bullshit. Huh. Congress used to get involved in stuff like this, and I think they should again. But it's just a bitch that I have, and I'm not alone. The good part, though, unless you're a Miami fan, because KC dominated their asses, was Coach Andy Reid. The coach, he used to be a coach of the Eagles, and now he's coach of Kansas City. Neither team I root for, but I love Andy Reid. He's my favorite TV commercial star now that Peyton Manning took the Bud Light money. Well, that dropped you down to third, Peyton. Shaq remains second for all those worried about the official Zippy. He actually watches all this bullshit rankings. Uh-huh. That's what they're called. Zippy actually watches all this bullshit. Anyway, it was wind chill minus 23 degrees in Kansas City. Andy had liquid. I hope it was liquid and not snot, but it, mm-hmm. it could have been snot too. I don't know.
It was probably snot. Come on.
All over his mustache and his muzzy had icicles. We've got a picture just of that.
Mm.
There it is, folks.
Is that snot?
That's snot.
No, it's not.
No, it's not?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. That's enough because if it is snot, I'm getting grossed out.
Okay.
But the cool thing was when Mike caught him talking to his players about it after the TV station Peacock had shown the world. Go ahead.
Skin, extremities, and mustaches starting to show the effects of Seven Below.
Huh? I'm going to defrost it right here. I got defrosted mustache.
Right? I like the look.
Better?
No, it's frozen.
Huh?
It's frozen.
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 Yeah.
He's got to go in at halftime, thaw out his mustache. But should I do the old joke of the week or not?
That's up to you. It's still sitting here for me. I didn't take it out, so.
Well, I know, but nobody laughed at it on pre-show.
Yeah, then maybe just skip right
maybe,
over
maybe
it.
Maybe they like it.
Huh?
Maybe they like it.
All right, well, this is my old joke of the week. This means this is a joke I found somewhere, and I'm throwing it in. I didn't write this shit. I saw a study the other day that said 10% of women think their asses are too skinny. 30% of women think their asses are too fat. And 60% of women said, yes, he's an ass, but I love him anyway. I'm going to keep him. I didn't have this week in misogyny, so I just thought I'd throw that in for the ladies.
Yeah, I did notice that was missing and was the misogyny.
Always coming. Well, I didn't have it last week either, but I've already got two for next week on my phone. So it'll be back. All right. So it's time now for one of your other favorite Off the Hook Radio 2.0 segments. Our intrepid reporter, DJ Slim.
That's me.
Oops.
Yeah, I can't get it right tonight.
What, you're both ways this way?
Man, it's all fucked up tonight.
He found this for us. This is another edition of your favorites, everybody. This is This Week in White Supremacy.
I didn't do it.
He's too old.
Sorry.
But everybody elected him, so that's y'all book. He's sitting there lying to people.
He's the worst president that we ever had.
Joe Biden, please go back to Delaware, because New York City, you have no idea what we need.
He's a slimy mother. You know? He take you out to lunch and stick the fork up your ass right after.
Who do you want to win the 2024 election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. I want Donald Trump.
Trump! Trump!
That happens to be me, in case you forget.
When he was in, it was no crime. Crime was down.
Uncle Donald. No cap. That's a nice guy.
Trump is straight up and down, like 6 o'clock. At least I know what I get when it comes to him.
I was more comfortable with Donald Trump in office.
I'm not voting for Joe Biden.
And you ain't black.
Trump, that's right, I said it. That's right, I said.
What do you like about Donald Trump?
He don't bull. He don't care. Like, you know, I like that.
Trump was giving back people money.
You know what? If we're gonna steal stuff from Jesse Waters' show, we should probably cut off the thing down the bottom that says it's Jesse Waters' show and whatever the thing was at top.
Who cares?
Although those on the I don't think we'll get in trouble for that one, but we might. No. It's a news show. But that's. I don't watch Jesse Waters every night, but when I do watch him, when he says on the 5 that he's going to have one of these man on the street interview things, because his producer there that goes out and does this stuff is like when Waters used to go out and do it for Bill O'Reilly. Yeah. And it was always the best part of Bill O'Reilly when Jesse Waters was on interviewing people. And this guy here, it's the best part of his show. So there you go. I just did an advertisement for Jesse Waters, and I'm not even crazy about him. He's not Gutfeld, but that's okay. We have This Week in Marketing, though, for you again, and you're very welcome.
I like these.
Yeah. First up is good or bad, depending on what the lady's goal was here. I'm not sure. You know, they say it's a bad place to stand, but, you know, it says 1 hour free, and we see what the arrow is pointing at. Although, I assume that's a crease in her skirt, not a Michelle Obama moment.
Yeah, it might be.
Could be a Michelle Obama moment.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that could be one of those, that surprise morning sex in prison things. I hope not, but, you know, it's a good or bad pick depending on what she's really doing. I'm not really sure, but there is a likelihood that this next marketing sign is related to that first one.
No.
The big D in her box is $19.99. Now, she said it was free.
She did.
But here it says big D, so I'm assuming...
That'd be me.
Yeah, if it was me, it would be free. If it's Slim, it's $20. Is that what we're saying here?
That's where I'm going with this.
Well, that would have to be a statement then.
It's a statement.
Yeah.
Big D in her box, $19.99.
DJ Slim. Yeah. Mm. Big D. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Statement.
All right.
I got it.
So, or you know. She could just charge for the second hour too. I don't know, because it just said an hour free.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of us can go. But anyway, it appears obvious to me that while her sign said 1 hour free, apparently there are add-ons available.
Really?
Yeah, we've got proof.
Oh boy.
Yep.
No.
So $19.99 for Slim and $3 for the bonus hole.
And $3,500 for me.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
For $22.99. That worked out pretty good. I like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I saved the best one for last. It is the best one, but I can't make any snarky sexual comments about this one. Go ahead. Foking Chinese restaurant, Retsko Blandin.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't care. It's photoshopped. I don't give a shit.
Of course it is, but
I'm putting it on.
It's still funny.
I can make fun of Biden anytime I want. And
that's right.
You know, I can make fun of you know, him, but I prefer to make fun of all of them, especially a status-climbing, bar exam-failing vice president.
Cool.
Because now this one, I tested out this line on an actual fighter pilot last week, so I know this is good, because if dicks could fly, Kamala's mouth would have to be reclassified as an airport.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And let's see if we're still live.
I don't care.
Yeah, we're still live.
Well, in 30 seconds, we might not be.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura's Guns and Money. Fuck you. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care. I got a birthday next week. I just don't give a shit.
There you go.
Yeah. I just forget what the number is with it. Brent keeps telling me the fix is in. And I wasn't really sure I believed him. I mean, Mark has made that comment over in our shout box a number of times over the last few months. But once I saw this from Biden's campaign advisor, Amadi, I would think I might believe him.
Get set.
At which he won 14 gold medals.
Yeah,
it's what's gonna happen.
Wonder if that's that extra gun that the hunter didn't turn in. Here, Dad, use this one.
Just don't leave it in the Corvette.
Because there's probably cocaine on it. The FBI will test it and then tell us about it 5 fucking years later. Yeah, did you hear that? Hunter tried to get out of the gun charge.
Well, doesn't surprise me.
Thing again, because he said, there's no proof that I was abusing drugs when I purchased that gun. And the FBI, which, to their credit, because they've been screwing us for the last how many years, but to their credit, they told the judge that, I'm sorry, we tested the gun and the holster and we found cocaine residue in them.
Oh.
You know, this is a gun they got out of the dumpster.
Oh.
That Bo Biden's wife, who he was banging, she threw the gun away. In a dumpster near a school?
Never school.
Hey, once she got the last name Biden, I think her brains went.
Pretty much.
But anyway, so you're right. The fix is in.
It is.
Another sign that Biden's way is about kaput, and that means over. Kaput means over. For those of you in Rio Linda, I know you're slow. It comes from his corporate donors who have changed their business model at his urging. And shareholders get pissed when you do the DEI shit and the woke shit. Your job in a public corporation is to make money so your shareholders gain in value. That's why they invested their money with you. Duh.
Well.
But Hertz, I'm using Hertz. It's not just Hertz, but I'm using this company because they actually made a fuck Joe Biden statement by doing this. And I use the CNN version of the article. So I'm going to explain that. Slim, you got a picture of the car, right?
I do.
Okay, the headline in this article is, Hertz is selling 20,000 electric vehicles to buy gasoline cars instead. Okay? Hertz made a big push in electric vehicles in recent years, decided it's time to cut back. They're selling off a third of their electrical fleet. Okay, now I did the math on that. That's somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 million.
Oh, no.
They're going to sell off all of them. Don't.
Yeah, well, they're selling. They announced a third.
They only announced a third because they're not sure how well they're going to move.
Well, yeah, it's because the car market is, the new car market has pushed down the resale value of Hertz's used EV rentals. Now, this is a CNN article, which I used on purpose, because CNN, of the three articles I looked at, was the only one who blames all this on Tesla. Because we don't like Elon Musk anymore, so let's blame him. Hertz expects to take a loss on paper of $245 million. I did the math in my head, and then all I do is read three more paragraphs, and there was the number. Hertz isn't directly pointing a finger. It appears that Tesla has been largely to blame. I mean, Hertz didn't say it, but CNN wants to say Tesla's to blame.
I can tell you.
It just kills me.
I can tell you who's to blame. The fact that customers don't want them. I know three people alone that rented cars and got stuck with an EV and took them back like 2 days later and said, give me something else. I don't want this bullshit. Because then they had to charge them at their house. They had to charge them at work. They didn't have the fast chargers because their houses aren't equipped with fast chargers because they don't own an EV.
Well, it's been really cold. And I've seen pictures of abandoned recharging areas where people had somebody in a warm car actually come pick them up, and they just left their EVs there. We have a meme to celebrate the cold snap. Yeah, it's plugged in. Now what? That's pretty much the question. I mean, there's just no point in having one of those if you live up north. It just isn't.
Well, no. And they're saying up here.
Although they do catch on fire, so you would have that. It would warm it up.
It'd keep you warm. But they are saying that the batteries take twice as long to charge when it's this cold. You only get about 75% of the distance out of the batteries versus because you're running your everything at full blast to try to keep warm. I mean, it's 8 degrees right now. I mean, this picture behind me is obviously not live, but it's 8 degrees where I am right now. Eight. It's freezing. I mean, how long is your battery going to last in your EV?
We're in the mid to upper 40s and we're cold.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all perspective.
We got up to 16 today.
Hey, I would show you, but I'd have to rearrange my seat. But I am wearing socks in the evening for the second day in a row. That's how cold it is.
Are you wearing pants or shorts?
Actually, I have jeans on.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm. Jeans, socks. No, underwear, no. I didn't need to go crazy.
Oh, free balling. There you go. I don't know how you can free ball in fucking jeans.
I live in Florida. I can free ball all the time.
Yeah, it's got a chafe. Oh, well, when it's small, I guess it doesn't rub. Sure.
Wow. Hey, Brent, I just sent you. My brother just sent me a meme. I don't think it's good, but for next week.
Who's it next week? Sorry.
I don't mind when you pick on me as long as it's funny, and that was funny. I don't give a flying shit about nothing. Oh, man. So anyway, stupid criminal of the week. He is one Michael Gale Nash.
Oh, I got a picture of him.
Put him up. There he is.
Yeah, I got a picture.
Now, longtime listeners to the show won't recognize him because 5 years ago, we weren't video.
No.
But he is the first repeat stupid criminal of the week in the history of our show. 12 years, 11 years, something like that.
Well, he's at least the first repeat.
I think this is my 11th year. He's definitely
the first repeat from audio to video.
The only award left is video to video. Somebody's got to make that one. All right, Michael Gale Nash. Well, the reason he made it in 2018 was he was caught outside the bank. He was caught in 2018 outside the bank counting the cash he'd just stolen. Okay. On Tuesday, he tried robbing the exact same bank. He went to jail in 2018. He did his time. He's out 5 years ago, and he goes in and he hands the teller a demand note with his name and birth date on the back.
Some people just aren't smart.
He's been arrested again with a nearly identical MO. He only got 12 months and a day for the first one because I guess the judge was still laughing too hard about sitting there counting the money.
Ooh.
He only had four. It was only $400 too. So that's probably another reason he only got a year.
Dumbass.
But he has appeared on one of the world's dumbest criminals list, and he appeared on this show. Why is that not in the article, you bastards? We're more famous than that stupid list.
That's right.
He was captured again outside the FBNA branch in a Groundhog Day-esque return of his previous heist. His court-appointed lawyer did not respond to requests for any comment on this one. But he showed up just after 9 a.m., attempted the access to the bank through the main door by pulling on it several times. Employees told him it didn't open until 10. He refused to leave, and he slipped a note through the door to a bank supervisor. Okay? He slips a "I'm robbing you" note through the door that's locked.
Like they're going to open the door and hand him the fucking money.
Supervisor saw the word robbery, yelled for the bank door to be locked with a secondary locking mechanism. Like, oh, it's now it's double secret super lock. the hell is this, Animal House? I don't know. But instead of running away, he just stood there. He was waiting for 10 o'clock to get his money. So they arrested his ass again. Put him back up. Michael Gale Nash.
Oh, I just fucking deleted him. Just deleted him. Just as soon as you said put him back up.
He's in our Hall of Fame now.
Well, I know, but. We have to,
Michael Gale Nash.
Just give me a second.
You're famous.
I'll put him back up. Give me a second. It just takes me 30 seconds to reopen the. There you go.
There he is. There he is. With neck tattoo and. Why is the A's on his hat upside down?
No,
because he bought it in one of the cheap shops.
Oh, he bought one of them overrun hats.
No, he bought it on Timu.
Yeah, on Timu.
On Timu. Yeah, that's how you get him on Timu. Good wreck.
Wish.
He's sick, but he's still funny, people.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, he is.
All right.
Yes, he is.
Anyway, I skipped Stupid Criminal of the Week last week, but that's because. I made up for it this week by having a super stupid criminal of the week.
A repeat stupid criminal.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want to take any more shit for not doing one last week. Only one person said anything, so that was good. People cut me a break. I remember one time I skipped doing it like 7 or 8 people. Well, you didn't do stupid criminals, Zip. What's the matter with you? And actually, that time I just forgot.
It happens.
It happens.
It does.
Anyway. And we're not going to show that other one, right?
No, unfortunately, we do have time, but I forgot to pull the video, so we're not going to show
it. It was hysterical to me because, you know, we get mad at the protesters who block the roads. We've made fun of the ones for the oil things and all that kind of stuff, right? And my cushion keeps sliding out, so I get rid of it. This one was people... protesting for Palestine. Basically, they were saying kill the Jews is what they were doing. And they were blocking a public street. I don't even remember what city it was in. But there was a whole shitload of them there blocking a public street. And they had little tiny cones set up and everything. And there was like 3 cops standing around like going, we got to deal with this shit. And this one guy come up and he had to go pick up his daughter in New Jersey. Yeah, it was in New York. He had to pick up his daughter in New Jersey. He had to get to the tunnel and go pick up his daughter. And he kind of like, he got out of the car, bitched at him, and then he made a move. He just, you know, you fucking move or I'm running you over. I'm going to get my daughter. So the guy goes through, and then the protesters start screaming at the cops to go arrest him.
Oh.
Because how dare he drive on the streets when we're illegally blocking it?
Well, there's states now that you can.
They would have qualified as stupid criminal.
You can run them over in some states now, can't you? Isn't Florida one of those states where you can run the fuck over if they're blocking the road? Good.
Greatest governor in the country. He passed that. He got that law passed.
Good.
We don't have to stop for the bitches. Now, Rick.
Yep. Mark asked if it's
until you upgrade your car.
I like my car.
Got to upgrade. I showed you why. What Mark?
I hit the lottery next.
You want to know if it's spin time, but I deleted the spin video of the hamsters.
Oh, what a shame.
And I was waiting. Well, because I was going to put a better one up, and I just haven't had time to get a better. Every time
there's not a better one than that.
There is.
That's got the music.
So all the ones I get a good one. Don't worry, we'll get a spin video.
No, we're not going to get a spin video.
Oh, we're going to get a spin video.
Mark, I'll find you.
Not tonight.
Where's Mark? Wait.
It's like going to the prom with somebody who's just a friend because you and your girlfriend broke up last week. You know, you're still at the prom, but it's just not the same.
Mm.
It's my analogy for the night. I think I'll quit now. Slim, it's memes of the week. Reluctantly, we'll turn it over to you.
Rick will go first tonight. Let's see.
Yeah, can't wait till the crackheads realize this copper is charging station plugs.
You just there told is. Them.
Yeah, they'll, there is. They're gonna be gone though.
Yeah, they definitely will be.
Yeah, how's that Green New Deal working out there for you, Bucky Beaver Teeth?
Not working real well. Here's mine. Cortez. When you got to get the TV home and you didn't measure. Oh. that's
clever.
It is clever.
You know what? Even the measure lady on the commercial can't bitch at you for that one.
No, not at all. I just wonder if the cop will let you go when he sees you can't see out the side. But yeah, I thought that was pretty good. Here's yours.
You're going 6 blocks. Yeah, there you go. Birthday coming up kind of reminded me somebody had this posted. And I went, yeah, we're old, we're tired, get off our lawn. Gray pride. I've gone gray. I'm proud. You can't tell?
Yeah, just froze. Nobody.
I saw that too.
Yeah, I saw you two guys freeze. I didn't.
Oh, I don't know.
It was weird. I froze 3 times on pre-show. I haven't froze once on the show.
No, you really haven't.
That's weird. All right. Hey, we made it through, people.
We did.
So we're going to close tonight with my sweetest thing I saw this week. And we're thanking you for joining and putting up with us. We appreciate it. Hope you had a good time. And, you know, and if you got any more, you know, dating tips for Rick, just send them to me, Zip Allen. Uh-huh. Okay, we'll use them in future shows. Uh-huh. We'll see you next week, and we're going to close tonight with what? Some Funky Kid?
Yeah, Funky Kid.
Funky Kid, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Reason why I love you so, I don't want you to go.